voice left this morning.
It's going to be hard to get up and go to work if you celebrated very long after that win.
I think I saw somewhere a lot of people were asking if Kansas City Chiefs fans could have the day off today.
Yes, I saw the same thing. Yeah. It was a crazy weekend for NFL football, wasn't it?
Great games.
You bet.
Well, here we are, another busy week at O'Neill Public Schools. My goodness.
It's that time of year, Scott. It is. There's just no getting around it. I do have an update on the Pennies for Puppies fundraiser. Yes. The high school won the challenge between the high school and the elementary and raised $1,628.74. Mrs. Kelly's advisement group brought the most money in, so they won the pizza party at the high school.
Nice.
While Ms. Cook's room won the pizza party at the elementary, and the elementary raised $1,371.91. So, yeah, together the two buildings raised over $3,000 for the Holt County Animal Shelter. I was listening to the news, and the Lincoln Humane Society had also had a Betty White fundraiser last week, and they raised, they said, $20,000. And I thought, wow, compared to Lincoln to O'Neill's population, we did all right.
We did very well, yes.
Well done.
Way to go, kids.
You betcha. Thanks to Ali Sedlacek, Anais Lopez, and Summer Minig, who spearheaded that fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Also had our Holt County Spelling Contest last Friday at O'Neill Elementary School. The winner was Peyton Oberding from West Holt. Second place went to Josie York from O'Neill Elementary, and Madison Hilkemeyer, also from West Holt, finished in third place. So congratulations to those three and to everyone that qualified.
Always pretty tough competition.
It is. It is. Yeah, I never found myself at any spelling bee. Not one of my strengths. Our speech team traveled to Howell's Dodge on Wednesday, where Haley Schlenz was third in JV Entertainment. Kelly Tunander was second in JV Informative. Mallory Scott was sixth in Varsity Persuasive. And speaking of Betty White, the Golden Girls Varsity OID team, made up of Bree Hammock, Jace Gregory, Reagan Ressler, and Haley Schlenz, finished fifth. The team also traveled to Boone Central on Saturday, where all of our JV speakers brought home a medal. Kelly Tunander was sixth in JV Informative. Ashton Burrival was fifth in JV Humorous. Paola Vergara was fifth in JV Serious. Haley Schlenz was third in JV Entertainment. And Savannah Morrow and Zuri Moore were third in JV Duet Acting. The Varsity OID team finished in sixth place on Saturday. The team is off this week, and they'll be back in action on February the 5th. Girls wrestling team traveled to Battle Creek last Monday, where they finished 11th out of 31 teams. Jordan Donahoe was first in her division. Keegan Marins and Paola Vergara were second in their divisions. And Ava Shohan and Maddie Jacobowski were third in their divisions. They'll wrestle in the Mid-States Conference Tournament at Boone Central this coming Saturday.
Wow. Season's
having
coming.
A great season.
Yeah,
yes.
Winding down.
It is. That wrestling season goes fast. Our boys team traveled to Oakland Craig on Saturday and came home tournament champions. The Eagle wrestlers dominated the day, bringing home all kinds of individual hardware. Sixth place medalist was Angel Villa Gomez. Fifth place medalist was Tucker Shabram. Third place medalist was Levi Drucki. Runner up was Joe Yates. And we had six champions on Saturday: Dylan Parks, John Alden, Ty Rainforth, Brady Thompson, Peyton Matthews, and Salvador Rodriguez. They'll try and carry that momentum into conference action next Saturday as well. We'll be hosting the Mid-States Conference Tournament, so get ready for a lot of people in town.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that'll be a big one.
It will be. The basketball teams were also very busy last week. The boys got three big wins, defeating Neely Oakdale at home on Monday by a score of 69-20, and then defeating Wagner by a score of 83-43, and Guardian Angels Central Catholic 76-36 on the road. The girls went 1-2 on the week. They too defeated Neely Oakdale by a score of 56-19, then fell to Wagner 14-61 and to Guardian Angels 28-72. They play three games again this week, starting tonight with an away game at Hardington CC. Then they'll take on Norfolk Catholic at home for what I believe is Parents' Night tomorrow, and then traveling to West Holt on Friday. Our FCCLA students have a busy week as well. On Wednesday, they'll travel to Ord to take part in the District Star Competition. They'll also be hosting the annual Frolics Dance on Friday night. Queen candidates include Maddie Hilker, Kylie Howard, Zelly Sorensen, Kirsten Welke, and Lauren Young. And our King candidates are Sean Coventry, Riley Denschlage, Lance Schmeichel, Brady Sidick, and Keaton Wattier. So that's always a fun time. I think they had their first junior high dance this last week.
Saw a lot of pictures.
Yeah, sounds like they had a good time. I did receive an email from the Central Nebraska Economic Development Group last week announcing that there are home rehabilitation funds available to income-eligible households for rehabilitation activities that include but are not limited to weatherization, roof and foundation repairs, plumbing, electrical, painting and siding, and accessibility. Funds are in the form of low to no interest loans to implement these activities. So, sounded like a pretty good deal. I thought I'd try and get that word out to anybody needing to a little home repair.
Get a hold of Judy Peterson.
That's right. Judy Peterson at 402-340-0106 or Kelly Mosel at 402-582-3580.
All right. Check out the calendar. Looks like we got another good week of weather, so we shouldn't have any weather delays or anything like that.
That's good. So. Yep, the gods are smiling on
us.
Let's hope that continues.
All right, Amy, have a great week.
Thanks so much, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.